a Jewish journal article, make a splash with summer fish. As the daughter of the Shamash, guardian, of the tomb of Ezra the scribe, my grandmother grew up in the small village of Al-Uzair. Located in the south of Iraq, the large compound where they lived sat on the west bank of the mighty Tigris River. The river was home to several varieties of fish. The most popular fish was called shabbat, a spectacular tasting carp. This fish was used in mezgouf, the renowned Iraqi barbecue dish. In the spring and summer, Arab vendors would prepare this dish on the banks of the river to be enjoyed by picnicking families. But at home, my grandmother and her family would always eat the traditional Iraqi Jewish dish called salona. My grandmother always seemed especially happy whenever she was cooking fish, which annoyed me terribly as a child. I only liked good old Aussie, beer-battered and deep-fried fish and chips. As I grew older and my taste buds matured, I learned to love fish. I learned to appreciate the simplicity of a whole grilled fish. I learned to savor the complex flavors of her salona, a sweet and sour stewed fish. I still remember preparing it with her, cutting rings of onion and thick slices of tomato, preparing the sauce and baking the fish in the oven. But the recipe I offer here is revised and simplified. Usually made with white fish, like sea bream or sea bass, I made it with wild salmon. Instead of onions, I used leeks to impart a unique sweet depth to the sauce. Instead of regular tomatoes, I used cherry tomatoes for a concentrated bright, sweet tang. In another non-traditional twist, I added chickpeas to make this a hearty meal. What I didn't mess with was the special sauce recipe, which includes fresh lemons, pomegranate molasses, sweet paprika, curry powder and cayenne pepper. This one skillet dish is simply full of nutrition and spicy, sweet, curried flavor. Sharon. Most of the year I cook Moroccan fish, super saucy and spicy. But come summertime, I love to grill or oven roast my fish. Especially since Shabbat starts so late. It's so easy to prep ahead and then cook the fish right before lighting candles. If you follow Sharon and I on Instagram, at @SephardicSpiceGirls, you can usually catch my Friday fish stories. To keep it interesting, I change the fresh ingredients. I will add potatoes or artichokes or olives. There will be preserved lemons and spices and herbs. Sometimes white wine. It all depends on my mood and the fresh fish that catches my eye at the fish counter. One thing is always certain. The prep has to be quick and easy. Rachel. Sweet and sour salmon salona. 2 pounds wild salmon, skin on. 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil. 2 large leeks, white and pale green parts washed and thinly sliced. 8 cloves garlic, chopped. 12 ounces cherry tomatoes, halved. 2 teaspoons mild curry powder. 2 teaspoons sweet paprika. 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper. Juice of 2 lemons. 1/2 cup water. 3 tablespoons tomato paste. 1 tablespoon pomegranate molasses. 1 tablespoon sugar. Salt and pepper, to taste. 1/14 ounces canned garbanzo beans, drained. 1 cup chopped parsley, for garnish. Line a sheet pan with paper towels. Cut salmon into equal portions. Arrange the salmon with the skin down and sprinkle generously with salt. Allow to sit for 20 minutes. Wipe the fish with paper towel, making sure to remove any moisture from the fish. In a large skillet, warm the olive oil over medium heat. Add the leeks and sauté for 5 minutes, until soft and translucent. Add the garlic, tomatoes, curry, paprika and cayenne pepper and sauté for 5 minutes. Add the fresh lemon juice and water and stir well. Add the tomato paste, pomegranate molasses, sugar, salt and pepper. Stir well and add garbanzo beans. Bring the sauce to a simmer and place the salmon in the sauce. Cover the salmon with some of the sauce, lower heat and cook for 15 to 20 minutes. Garnish with parsley before serving. Summer oven roasted fish. 2 pounds sea bass or branzino fillets with skin. 1 large leek, white and pale green parts washed and thinly sliced. 4 Roma tomatoes, quartered. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1/2 cup chopped parsley. 1/2 cup chopped cilantro. 1/2 preserved lemon, chopped skin only or grated lemon rind of 1 lemon. 3 garlic cloves, chopped. 1 tablespoon capers. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. Salt and pepper, to taste. 1/2 cup white wine. Line a sheet pan with paper towels. Arrange the fish fillets with the skin down and sprinkle generously with salt. Allow to sit for 20 minutes. Wipe the fish with a paper towel, making sure to remove any moisture from the fish. Preheat oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. In a small bowl, combine the leeks and tomatoes with 1 tablespoon of olive oil, salt and pepper. Spread on the bottom of an oven-safe dish. Combine the herbs, preserved lemon, garlic, capers and 2 tablespoons of olive oil, salt and pepper. Place the fish on top of the leek mixture, then spread the herb mixture over the fish. Pour the wine around the sides of dish, making sure not to displace the herbs. Bake uncovered for 20 to 25 minutes. Sharon Gompertz and Rachel Emquise Chef have been friends since high school. The Sephardic Spice Girls project has grown from their collaboration on events for the Sephardic Educational Center in Jerusalem. Follow them on Instagram at Sephardic Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food. Website sephardicspicegirls.com/full-recipes.